Is a broadcast sponsored by Dr. Tong of East West Wellness. The views expressed therein are those of the sponsor and not necessarily of KPLS staff or management.
Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, in September of 2000, we started a weekly live radio show bringing in new guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880. Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. We hope everyone is having a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. I know we are going to have a nice one. We're having a big barbecue today.
Yes.
And we have wonderful guests today and a lot to talk about, as usual. Is there anything you'd like to tell our audience, Dr. Tong?
No. As usual, you know, our program is trying to show people that all degenerative problems can be cured. In fact, our next guest, our first guest, Craig, is from our town. He moved to Indiana. I don't know. You know. But anyway, I met him because his wife used to come to see me many years ago. She was on a third attempt at suicide when she first found out about us. 28 years of severe pain, been to Johns Hopkins, USC, years of acupuncture, chiropractic. In fact, Judy's testimonial letter is posted on our website.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to kill herself third time when she found us. And my very first treatment, I clear all her pain in the right side, which she had had 24 hours a day for 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
One treatment. And I haven't seen Judy for now 10 years. Recently, Craig came back for me for shoulder pain. And he's on the line now. Can we get him on
the
line?
No, he's not. He's going to call in 4 minutes.
On a landline? Oh, calling in 4 minutes. Okay, fine.
But if you would like to look for Judy's letter, she's in the case histories. And if you look
under failed back surgery,
she's. Yeah. I think she's the very first one.
Yes.
And her picture's on there, too. She had two previous suicide attempts. And she was on the floor writhing in pain, that's what she said. And the pain actually began in 1965, which was about over 20 years before she even saw you. And she went to a neurologist, as you said, Johns Hopkins. She had another surgery, many years of drugs, acupuncture, and chiropractics, and nothing she tried worked. And
well, the reason is, okay, all the previous treatment, besides the acupuncture and the alternative treatment, all the previous Western treatments you have is treating the symptoms, but not the cause of the problem. Pain is a symptom. And with the chronic pains, you also develop parasitic infection, recurrent pneumonia, yeast infection, depression. All these different symptoms are due to one underlying imbalance between the mind and the body. It's the mind that clears all the sicknesses. It's the mind that sustain order. It's the mind that sustain order in all systems.
Mm-hmm.
In a company, okay, is the CEO is the mind. He is the one that keeps order in the company. Highly ordered state we call it prosperity. In a human, a highly ordered state we call it health. Okay, so in this world, it's different between fighting between order and disorder. Your kitchen always becomes disorder, and it takes a mind, usually the mother or the household housewife mind, to clear the kitchen, clear your room, put the room back to order. You need an adult's mind. You cannot have a kid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have Craig on the line now. Let's get him.
Yes.
Hello, Craig.
Hello.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Now, tell us, you're calling us from Indiana, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so you're way across the country.
Near Chicago.
Near Chicago, right. Why don't you tell us what you do?
Well, I'm a retired airline pilot, and I met Dr. Tong through my wife's experiences about 15 years ago.
Okay. Mm. And can you tell us a little bit about what you were suffering from then and what you tried to do to help?
Well, 10 years ago, I had a challenge with my left arm, and it was I'm a jogger, and I think I warmed up incorrectly, and I wound up getting it it acted like a torn rotator cuff, and it got progressively worse until my fingers numbed, and so eventually my wife talked me into going and seeing Dr. Tong, and I was quite skeptical. I'd been to a doctor and been to a chiropractor, and they were all a chiropractor first and doctor, and they were saying surgery for torn rotator cuff. But actually, in two sessions a week for 3 weeks, Dr. Tong fixed it so that the pain all went away and the movement restored, and that was 10 years ago, and now just recently I've done the same dumb thing to my right arm. So I was back out to California last week.
I think you just feel guilty. You haven't supported my rent for such a long time.
I think so.
Wow. So yeah. So now, ever since Dr. Tong treated you 10 years ago for the left rotator cuff, have you had any problems with that at all?
None.
So that can be cured, okay? Now, the permanent cure rests, I always say, with the patient, himself or herself, okay? Just like you take the car to a car mechanic, he can fix the car, but not permanently. You need to learn how to upkeep the car, what kind of fuel, and how often you tune it up and so forth, okay? So the permanent cure has to do with the patient. So what happened to you this time that caused the problem to recur?
Well, I turned 65 last summer, and
yes.
Had a little health problem with vertigo, and that kind of made me come face-to-face with my mortality. I was spun on my ear upside down, and it took about 6 weeks to get that cleared up. But then I decided to really get myself more fit, and I've been a jogger since I was 28. And,
yes.
And about an average of probably, I like to think 20 miles a week, but it's probably closer to 10. But anyhow, I got serious last fall, and then I got the bright idea of doing push-ups after my jog.
Yes.
And I started with 5, and pretty soon I was at 20, then I was at 30, then I was at 50, and then I got the bright idea, well, I ought to do one for each year on this planet, so I've moved it up to 65. and somewhere along the way there, my right shoulder kind of gave out.
You're going to numerology too fast.
Yeah.
But that's actually pretty good, I mean,
yes,
for your age and your condition.
You look robust and you look really healthy. You know what's wrong with you? You didn't eat right.
I know.
Yeah, you didn't eat right. Otherwise, you'll be even healthier, okay? Because you have a lot of muscle and you're really healthy and you're very energetic. We know even with your retirement, you're still doing all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm, which is important.
But you did not eat right, that's all.
By the way, I just came in from a 5-mile run this morning, Dr. Tong. I did 5 miles in 52 minutes and 16 seconds, which is a 10:26 pace.
Very nice.
You are inspiring. I think I may follow your footsteps and do something. No kidding. I'm not lying. I need to do something. I don't exercise enough.
And how is your arm now? Your right arm?
Well, I'm going to have to come back. What happened here was it started about 3 months ago, and it was it's okay in the vertical motion. It doesn't bother me a bit while I'm jogging, but your mind sees something off to the right, and when I move out of the vertical plane, it's excruciating. And and so it was very, very sharp, and particularly when I went to bed at night, it seemed like more blood laying down or something rather, but it just seemed to really aggravate the nerve endings. And so I really was going into sleep deprivation for the last couple months, not sleeping more than a few hours a night. And and since I came out, and Dr. Tong has given me two treatments now, and I can say that now the sharpness is gone. The dullness is still there, and last night I figured out a way to maneuver the pillows around so that I kept my arm almost in a horizontal position, and I got 4 hours of uninterrupted sleep last night, and that's the first time, so I feel great today.
Yeah. Do better on your food, and your body will be able to heal faster. Mm-hmm. You might not even need further treatment. Of course, my treatment will speed it up, okay? And also, all the patients, you always need to come and have
me... tune-up.
Yeah, not only tune-up, but tell them about the food. Because, including myself, many times, it's not easy to control yourself. We're all human. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Craig, is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
Well, I think that... my plan right now is, even though I have to fly out from Indiana, is to come back the first week in June for two more treatments, and then to come back the third week in June for two more treatments.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then that, along with rest and doing the best of my ability to ignore Dr. Tong's advice on my diet.
Yeah. The more treatment you get from me, the more junk food you can eat.
I'm pretty good on. I switched to the Atkins diet, and I actually lost 30 pounds this last year. And I do most of the protein from shakes, and just mixed with water. So So I'm and I find that absolutely satisfies me. Takes away all my food cravings for a period of about 4 hours. So as long as I can keep my blood sugar stable, and not go more than 4 hours. I don't have any cravings, so I normally just mix shakes and bars, and then have one good sit-down meal. Like in about an hour, I'm going to sit down and have steak and eggs and tomatoes and cottage cheese and a tossed salad with vinegar and oil.
Yeah,
heavy on the oil, light on the vinegar, Dr. Tong.
Yeah. Oh, good. The vinegar is hot. Okay.
Yeah,
but here's
hot.
One advice. Okay, even though you're getting good results with the Atkins diet in the beginning. But I highly do not recommend that you take shakes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Take protein from the natural food form.
Because the shakes have a lot of sugar in it, too.
The reason is why you are pretty healthy. You can take your kidney can take all those unnatural proteins.
Uh-huh.
The protein that are isolated from food are not as good. They don't have qi. Believe me, okay? I have other patients that even a young boy from... local high school, who was number one tennis player, and I think I mentioned him before, Larry's son, number one tennis player, he developed obsessive compulsive syndrome from eating too much protein powder. Yeah, so get your protein from vegetables, from natural food, wholesome food, better.
Yeah. Right.
Well, Craig, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much, and I can't wait to come back to California and have Dr. Tong give me his new painless needle injection.
God.
Have a wonderful weekend, Craig.
Depends on whether you pay your bill. You know, you don't pay your bill, it's painful. You pay your bills, it's painless.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number to call us for an appointment is 714-556-8664. All right, we have another guest on the line. Let's get to him, Jeff.
Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Dr. Tong. How are you?
Fine.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Jeff, why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I'm in Los Angeles. I'm teaching people how to professionally trade in the commodity markets. And I saw Dr. Tong for the first time last week.
Yes.
So you've had one treatment?
It was earlier this week. I'm sorry.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And as you know, Dr. Tong, I came to see you for pain in my lower back, the base of my neck, and in my left elbow.
Yes.
And miraculously, the pain in my neck went away after your first treatment. It has not appeared since then as well.
Good.
The pain in my lower back has substantially decreased. In fact, there hasn't really been any pain. There's been a little bit of discomfort, but as you know, that's going to need more treatment, as you forecasted when I first met with you.
Right.
And my left elbow, as you know, is going to need a few more treatments as well, because that's probably the most goofy part of the three things that I mentioned.
Oh.
And you've had one treatment?
One treatment, and again, the pain, the very, very concerned about pain in my neck, it all went away, and in my lower back, it substantially decreased to the point of only a little bit of discomfort only now and then.
How long have you had those pain now? I don't remember.
The pain in my lower back was for over 5 years, and in my neck for at least 6 months, and in my elbow for close to a year, I think.
Mm. And how many doctors have you tried, and what kind of treatment have you tried before you saw me?
I did not see any other doctors before seeing you because they just didn't seem to be on the right premise. I accidentally came across your radio show a couple months ago, and I read data on your website and found you do appear to be on the right premise, and I must say after your first treatment, you have proven to actually be on your miraculous premise.
Thank you.
So you didn't go to anyone else before Dr. Tong?
That's right. I had friends refer me to others. I did talk with two, but again, they just didn't seem to be on the right premise.
What did they want to do, like surgery or drugs? Or?
Well, chiropractic was one recommendation.
Uh-huh.
And not to disparage chiropractic, but it just didn't seem to fit my situation at the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you call me? Did you talk to me before you saw me?
No, we did exchange a couple of emails, though.
Oh, okay. So I probably explained a little bit to you what my treatment is like, you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today. We wish you, you've only had one treatment, so I'm sure he's going to be better very soon.
Yes, I will. I'll see you guys on Tuesday again for my next treatment. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Good. Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling in, okay?
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Jeff on the line. He has had one treatment from Dr. Tong. He's had 5 years of back pain, about 6 months of excruciating neck pain, and about a year of elbow pain. After the first treatment, his neck pain is gone. His lower back pain, he still has a little discomfort, but he'll most likely be working on that. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website. That's drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I think it's interesting that he didn't go to anyone that was recommended to him.
Yes, because today's more and more people have become wiser, and they start looking at the statistic, mm-hmm. the facts, okay? More people are dying, a lot of whole host of strange ailments are coming out, and in fact, if anybody would go into JAMA, the world's most prescribed authority medical journal, the Journal of American Medical Association, the year 2000, July 26th, there's a huge landmark study by a professor from Johns Hopkins, Barbara Starfield.
Mm-hmm.
It says that doctors, Western doctors, their standard treatment, recognized
right.
standard legitimate treatment, mm-hmm. Surgical and drug treatment,
mm-hmm.
are causing 250,000 to 280,000 deaths a year. Not mistakes, okay, but
just
correct treatment.
Standard okay? treatment.
So they are the third leading cause of death.
Mm-hmm.
The first leading cause are there. The other leading causes are due to organ failure. Organ failure do not occur except when you take too many drugs
mm-hmm.
that weaken the organ. So to me, Western treatment are really the number one cause of death.
Right. If you guys have any questions, please call in at 1-800-551-3880. All our lines are open. I have another comment actually on the drugs is that another reason why the drug companies have so much power right now. They have celebrities endorsing them. Celebrities who don't even use the drugs are endorsing them, which I think is very, very dishonest.
People are doing anything for money.
I mean,
yes.
For example, Zenadrin. There's a huge problem right now with obesity in
yes.
the States. It's a huge problem.
Right.
And the popular drug is Zenadrin, which has mahuang in it and guarana, which are stimulants. Mahuang is actually a Chinese herb, which is used for respiratory problems and so forth. Is that correct, Dr. Tong?
Yeah, mahuang is used for asthma. Mm-hmm. It had ephedrine in it. You raise your blood pressure.
Right.
Okay. The Chinese never used herbs for blood pressure, for weight control and stuff. They use for spleen deficiency. They use for disharmony between the mind and
right.
body.
Nothing for the symptoms.
Nothing for the symptoms.
Right.
Yes.
And the thing is, one of the actresses on a soap opera show, she is endorsing Xenadrin because she lost 30 pounds, but she didn't even use Xenadrin to lose the weight.
They didn't tell you in the ad.
They don't tell you in the ad, and I think
that is
very, very dishonest. And it's dangerous because people have died from Mahjong overdose,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Because they're using it for the wrong reason.
We need to distinguish symptom from the cause, and I'll tell you more about the cause. Let's go to one caller.
Yes, Joe from Seal Beach. You have a question about arthritis, Joe?
Yes, I do. I was diagnosed with psoriatic arthritis about 12 years ago, and over the years I've gone to various treatments. And I was wondering any of Dr. Tong's treatment would be applicable to my situation.
I cure psoriasis.
Definitely.
I cure arthritis of any form. I really cure them, okay? Curing means that after a certain number of my treatment and you get on my diet, your symptom will disappear, your pain will disappear, your skin will clear up, and you will not need my treatment. You will stay on the right track living, okay? In fact, one of our scheduled guests today, she couldn't make it today. She has psoriasis for 30 years. She had she came from Utah, okay? And I'll get her back and then show it. And after only a couple of treatment, okay, her psoriasis, you know, the skin start clearing up, and you know, not shiny and become less raised and less red. Okay, and I'll try to get her back next Saturday. All these are symptoms.
Yes, check out our website. I'm sure we have it in the index. Psoriasis, arthritis. You have our website. It's
yes, I do.
DrTong.com.
Yes.
I'll look it up.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and when you come to see me, okay, I'll explain more how exactly the mechanism, how the mind clears your symptoms.
Thanks for calling in, Joe.
Thank you.
We have Linda from Northridge. She's calling about immune problem. Linda?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi,
welcome to our show.
Yes.
Thank you. I just stumbled upon your show, and you're just so sweet, I thought I'd call and confuse you.
It's not easy to confuse me. Okay.
Why don't you try?
Try. Yes.
Well, I have a long list of symptoms, mostly female, and also a lot of allergies, and I have an even longer list of treatments, traditional and non-traditional. Currently, I'm not receiving any treatments except small dose of natural thyroid and diet control.
Okay.
But the symptoms have been going on for a very long time, since I was in my 20s. And, of course, now I'm 45, and so it's compounded by confusing hormones. But it's been cycle problems and loss of libido and difficulty losing weight, frequent exhaustion.
Yes.
Sometimes I get a shaky nausea that doesn't seem to be related to blood sugar. And all my blood work has always come back
normal.
Except constantly regular elevated prolactin level.
Okay, yeah.
Is that a damp problem, Dr. Tong?
I had to see her to know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me, okay? All my patients have the same kind of story, a long grocery list of symptoms, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Those are all symptoms. And you try a lot of people, and they never have any success, okay? I can get you better. You know, I deal with your kind of problem. I'll tell you why, okay? I recognize that the human is a spirit. You are a living, invisible, living spirit of vibration. And that part of you is what keeps you healthy. When that part of you slowly unable to get in your body, we call it aging. When it's acutely, a lot of your mind and body, mind and spirit not getting in the body, we have symptoms. When your mind and body, the living part, the real you, is not getting into that mechanic body anymore, we call it physical death. So without the mind and spirit, nothing can be treated. Very few people, very few, especially Western doctors, they don't recognize it. They give you drugs. They give you surgery.
Mm-hmm.
They always fix the symptoms. That's
right.
Why you never get any better.
They don't treat why you're getting these symptoms.
I do not make any guarantees, okay? But I can get you better.
Mm-hmm.
Not only the causes of making the mind block from the body, besides stress, diet, toxin like drugs you're getting, and the environment pollution. Also, the energy around you, we call it feng shui. Okay, this year, and I'll try to get another patient come in. He sleep in a bedroom in his parents, and the bedroom door is southeast. And back in February, I already say southeast this year is a major sickness chi. Mm-hmm. Whether it's southeast of the room, southeast of the family, southeast of a house, of a nation.
Mm-hmm.
In southeast China, that's where SARS started. Southeast Asia, that's when it started. Mm-hmm. Next year, it's going to be in the middle. This year, southeast. The next word is west. And you pound on this area, do remodeling and stuff like that. Okay? You're going to have sickness or injury.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a why part of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know from Western science what happened, but never know why it happened, mm-hmm. why you have accident and so forth, why you have some people get sick and some people don't.
Well, Linda, do you have our number? It's
714 556 8664.
And you can check out our website, drtong.com.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we want to get to a couple more calls, but if you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week. He can explain better.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I will do so.
Thank you for calling in, Linda.
Bye.
Okay. Let's get to Gene next, and he's legally blind. What caused your blindness, Gene?
Gene of Long Beach.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I have a very close personal friend. The doctors have done everything to her eyes, and now they leave her stranded, saying nothing can be done. She's legally blind.
Yes.
It's atrophic advanced macular degeneration and diabetic retinopathy. Although they say she's legally blind, and they're amazed that she sees as well as she does.
I can restore some of her sight. No, if not long standing, I have, you know, go to my website. There's a Toby. I have a juvenile glaucoma, and I restore her sight enough that she was independent, cooking for herself and her boyfriend.
Depending on how long standing the blindness is, though,
I think,
right?
It's been about 7 years since her husband passed. 8 years.
Oh. Okay, the husband passing away, that's a major factor in causing deterioration, okay?
A lot of things happen.
And I can help that. I can make her sadness and depression and stuff like that better. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, you go to our website, there's plenty of cases like that.
Anyway, we have to go.
Thank you.
But thank you for calling, Jean.
I can help her, okay? Tell her to call in and I'll explain more.
I surely shall.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Join us for more remarkable cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KPLS Hot Talk AM 830. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
The Foregone Program is a paid broadcast sponsored by Dr. Tong of East West Wellness. The views expressed therein are those of the sponsor and not necessarily of KPLS staff or management.
You're listening to LA's conservative voice.
Hot manager, call 714-282-8830.